Yes, dude. Yes.
Yes.
Wow, man.
It's good to be here.
Sorry if I'm a little hoarse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was hollering.
What were you hollering?
Carrying on.
I've never seen you carry on like that.
I was carrying on, dude.
Man, I was crowd surfing.
Dude, that was... Skankfest was fun.
Skankfest was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
It was maybe too much fun. I had too much fun, I'll be honest with you.
I had the perfect amount of fun.
You did. Well, you tend to...
I took it easy.
Yeah.
I took it easy.
You're a teetotaler.
But I would say, I am a slight teetotaler. I try to alter my states when I'm in like more of a therapeutic setting. And it's not an attack, dude. I know you hate that.
What?
The way I alter my states in a strict, like strictly spiritual context.
What the hell are you talking about? Why do I hate that? That was an attack.
No. You're always
what was my impression?
You getting high is different. Or, I don't know. I'm not attacking you. I'm trying to make you as comfortable as possible.
Okay. What the fuck, dude? We're sitting here hanging out.
I know. We're having fun.
You had this fucking attack in your back pocket this whole time?
It wasn't even an attack.
We're watching Gladiator together.
It was great.
You have a secret
attack.
You knew.
No, it wasn't a secret attack, dude.
You might be the sun, dude. I'm definitely Maximus.
Don't hug me, dude. I will squeeze you to death.
Yes, you're in a very deep therapeutic state at Skankfest.
No, I wasn't. That's what I'm saying. I avoided it.
Oh, nice.
You called me a teetotaler, which is kind of a, you know.
Isn't that a nice thing?
No, dude. Teetotaler is someone who takes sobriety to the point where they're just like very judgmental.
Oh, a cunt. Oh, never mind.
Although I think it's
somebody. I thought it was somebody totally. Who. No, I'm mistaken.
Kind of teetotals the line.
I fucked that up.
I could be wrong. I could just.
No,
be
I think you're right. I think
you right now.
Teetotalers were.
I could just be squeezing you.
You could never squeeze my head to
dude,
death.
If you were 80, I could squeeze you to death.
Yes,
if I'm
80,
right now,
I'll never be 80.
I wish, dude. I wish my grandfather were still alive.
I'll literally never be 80.
Squeeze him, dude.
If my grandpa was still alive, yeah,
I would squeeze him. I have a hard time seeing old people not just being like, yeah, come here. Mm. I used to go to the nunnery when I was little, dude. I thought about squeezing a couple of them.
The nuns.
Dude, I could have two at a time.
You could easily.
Sister Mary. And just the whole time, you're like.
Oh, the noises.
Dude.
It wouldn't be that. It'd be guttural. It'd be like.
Yeah, it would have been. You're not the guy just like quietly going. That was also
you
pretty
could get into the nunnery and do that.
Yeah,
you could get in and squeeze everyone one by one.
You could volunteer with acoustic guitar.
Although there could be the boss nun, which is the young bull dyke that would get you.
True,
but that's not an appropriate thing to call them.
True, I know what you're talking about.
But you know,
the young bull. Yeah,
there's a big one in there waiting.
Yeah, young, although a lot of the younger ones are petite and beautiful.
We had some big dogs running around.
Did you really?
Yeah, we had some big units.
Yeah, they tended they got to have going, large teeth and crazy eyes. A lot of the old nuns had like, they looked like the,
yeah.
You know, Beezer's new poster he's putting out for the, the motor. They look like the motorcycle, like Harley Davidson skeletons.
They really do. They were scary. We had one that was very nice and I like her, but they used to call her John Madden. She was huge. She might've been 6'2". She might've been 6'2". And then during a class, people would be like, boom. Like they would do John Madden things.
She had no idea.
No.
Imagine if they just gamed the whole time.
It was all just because that'd be sick. I'd become a nun.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
I'm not far from being a big, big unit nun.
Would they take a trans, you think? A trans male to
yeah, I mean, it MTF? Was, the nunnery was just lesbians. They were just Catholic lesbians.
True.
They all had like partners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Ours just in a small community. Everybody was like, you can't be gay.
You just ride out your girl gayness till like you just you're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
That must be a nice day. You're like, I don't think I'm a.
I kind of envy that life of you, like you just go to high school sporting events every year for 50 straight years.
Yeah,
it's weird. Like, nice, it's basketball season. Can't wait. Nice, it's football season. The shit rules.
Damn, you're outside watching like the states. You have a blanket over your lap.
Oh, blanket. You get a hot cocoa.
Oh.
Being a fucking giant lesbian at a Catholic school, it kind of fucking rules. And giant lesbians, they don't need to.
Yeah, but like, dude, you're so good at geometry by you're like 25. You're like, dude, ask me anything. I know how squares and triangles work.
Every few years you get the taste box secretly.
True, yeah. But probably around Christmas time, I would
say.
What
a nice treat that must have been to
taste
box.
A little bit of wine, dude. A little bit of wine.
A little wine. You're at the party.
Can you believe we won states?
Can you believe it?
Like,
I mean,
oh
it's
God.
Double A, but that's still pretty good.
How's modern American history going?
Oh,
then you just munch box.
And the box must taste so nice after not tasting box for you've been depriving yourself for so long.
Oh.
And finally, you get the sweet nectar of box.
You wake up, dude. Yeah, I mean, and no one's policing, none. Like, priests come under fire because they're controlling all the money of like a whole parish. as a nun, you could probably munch your way pretty much in peace.
You can munch box.
Yeah. I think they'll let it slide.
Yeah, as a priest sucking dick is much more grave sin.
Or getting posed. A lot of those dudes have girlfriends.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
They must be cool. I actually like those priests.
They are actually pretty cool. Yeah. My bro was working. Spudman was working.
I mean, how many confessions can you take before you try to fuck? If a lady came in and confessed to some wild shit, I'd be like...
Mash up against the screen, be like, oh, hey.
Sliding it open. What?
Sorry, let me just get an image of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's... How long do you think you would last if you were just to completely forget the world and then have to, like, just... I guess priest around before you just to got into priest? Like some crazy shit. Completely forgo all of your strivings and just like, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to, obviously you're a man of God.
If I tomorrow became a priest.
Yeah. How long?
Before I got fucking shithoused at the fucking monastery or whatever. It'd be so fast. I'd get, those dudes booze too. Some of them booze.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Father Flynn. I didn't know what alcohol smelled like. Like, you know when it comes off of people's pores?
Yeah.
He just smelled like that. And later on, I was like, oh, dude, that guy was a big-time alcoholic. Yeah. He was a nice dude.
That's forgivable, too. If you're a priest, you're sitting there, you just got to get hammered nightly.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get to go to the high school football games, dude. Being a priest. And you get to give a fucking pump-up prayer. You ever have that?
I'd have to get a couple in me for that.
We had priests give us pump-up prayers.
I've seen them do it, yeah.
They're like, Our Lady of Victory, pray for us. And they'd give you like a biblical thing about smiting your enemies
before
the big game in the locker room.
Oh,
pretty tight. That would fire me up.
Nobody's
just
awake. Guy,
just a shithoused priest being like, dude, fucking send these motherfuckers to hell.
And you're on Pornhub later that night. You're like,
I'm not
perfect, dude. I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a crazy life, man. Especially the dudes who are doing it seriously, dude. The guys who are on like a pure thing of like, I'm going to completely get salvation for my soul. Fuck, that's hard.
There's a retarded kid.
Huh? Right? On this couch.
Oh,
fuck.
There's a retarded kid from my high school named Doug who is like all in on priesthood. Like, he was like, once I graduate, I'm becoming a priest and I'm going to be the fucking man.
Did he?
And he did.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's good.
Why is he retarded?
Because he's actually like a retarded man.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I think he kind of like is pretend priesting and they kind of.
Damn, that'd be nice to get confession from a retarded guy. It's like, I'm going to need you to sing Three Baby Sharks.
Fire department's probably relieved. They're like, thank God.
What do you mean?
Our roster's full.
Oh, yeah. You're either volunteer firefighter. It's crazy when retarded guys opt to the priesthood, dude. Otherwise, just sit big with a Dalmatian all day.
Yeah. It's a big firefighter. The firefighter's like, God damn, thank God.
Nah, they do need special needs guys to volunteer to feed the Dalmatians.
For sure.
That's what they do.
For sure.
That's a sick gig, too.
They're great boys, dude.
That's a good
gig. I was at a grocery store in Atlanta, and their greeter was retarded.
Yeah.
It was the best, man. Because usually you get some dude in there who's like, oh, I hate this job. This dude came in. It was an absolutely enlivening greeting. I was just like, fuck, man. Great day. Yes. It was fantastic. Rather than like, I've walked through Walmart sometimes and it's just like, I swear to God, I've like walked past ladies where like, I think if I looked them in the eye, I'd turn to stone. You walk by them, they're just like,
Walmart Medusa.
They're just staring all the way down.
Yeah. Walmart Medusa.
They're just like staring through the cinder blocks, just thinking about their life. And you're like, all right, I'm going to just avoid this person.
Oh, it's a tough one.
Brilliant.